Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Mr. Wonderful at your service. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is Chief Economist for NFIB. He toiled the North 40 teaching economics to hungry students at Temple University for many years. And he's just one of the top economists, one of the most highly regarded economists in the galaxy. And he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. That was a great intro. I appreciate that.
Well, it's just like your mother wrote it, so I always try to do what she says. Thank you, Bill, for being here. You know, Bill, we've had trillions of dollars pushed into the economy as stimulus. The government's made trillions of dollars of other investment. We've got the Fed pumping trillions of dollars in cash into the economy over the last 4 years. The stock market is at record highs, and yet Main Street is still languishing. What's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, that's the bifurcated economy that we apparently have.
Have we ever had a bifurcated economy like this before?
Well, not like this that I can remember. You wonder how, I guess we can tell the story, but you wonder how the Fortune 500 can make record profits when GDP, which is the stuff that we make and sell, has hardly grown for the last 6 months.
Right.
So where are they getting the money from? You know what I mean? So it's incongruous that we would have this situation. And what that usually means is these inconsistencies resolve themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, that means either the stock market's going to come way back down to reality, or we're going to figure out how to get the real economy, the GDP, to grow again to justify sitting where we are.
In my opinion, Bill, part of the reason that big companies are making such high profits, they're doing it on the backs of the unemployed. They're overworking the people they have. They're able to take advantage of new technology efficiencies. That's how they're doing it. And
yeah.
what I think is going on Main Street is that there's pent-up energy being held back because the Main Street's scared to death of Washington.
Exactly, exactly. The other thing the big firms do that we can't do, of course, is sell overseas.
That's right.
If you've got a little barbershop or a nail salon or whatever, you know, you're not doing a lot of international trade. But
that's right.
You know, Caterpillar and GE and all these firms have done, and of course the agribusiness has all done very well, and they make a lot. Most of those big companies, the drug companies, Coca-Cola, they make most of their money outside the country, which is fine. There's no problem with that. Excuse me. But it helps explain why they can be making money while on Main Street profits are terrible. We're lucky that we're not publicly traded companies on Main Street because the stock market would look terrible.
I know. It's the truth. We'd be dragging those guys down. They're the ones that are happy about that. So no, you're right. I mean, I think I saw something where if you looked at the Fortune 100 or some of the top, most of the top companies in the country, 60% of their revenue and profits come from somewhere else outside the United States.
Right. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's good. Those are big, strong companies with a global reach. And there are jobs here in this country because they're selling in China or Europe or South America or whatever. So, you know, that's not a bad thing. We just have to kind of get it all into perspective and see what's going on.
Right. Well, I really believe that there is a major dam sitting on top of an unbelievable amount of entrepreneurial energy out on Main Street. I really believe that one of the big problems we have in America is America's entrepreneurial energy is being held back, is being depressed by policies from Washington. What do you think?
Well, I would certainly agree with that, and it's not just our entrepreneurs, but our consumers as well. In the most recent University of Michigan survey, only 9% of the household heads that were surveyed said government policy is good, and almost 50% think it's bad, and the rest think it's fair. Right. So, I mean, with that kind of a view of what's going on, consumers are not out there spending like they might otherwise.
And folks,
do.
we're not talking.
We need them.
We're not talking about parties here. Notice we didn't say anything about parties. We're talking about the political class in Washington, Republicans and Democrats. Many examples. There are many examples where the Republicans are part of the problem as well. When we come back, we're going to dive into this report, the current survey of small business optimism that Bill Duckenberg prepares every month, and see what he has to say. That's coming up right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.